Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we'll tackle a topic that's on a lot of patients' minds. What does a root canal treatment cost? And how is it handled by the health insurance in Germany? So, let's start! Anyone who has ever had a patient who needed root canal treatment knows that it's not just about saving the tooth. It will also raise questions about the bill. Jeder, der schon mal einen Patienten hatte, der eine Wurzelkanalbehandlung benötigt hat, weiß, dass es nicht nur darum geht, den Zahn zu retten. Es kommen auch Fragen zur Abrechnung auf. First of all, what does a root canal treatment cost? The actual cost of a root canal treatment depends on a few factors. Number one, which tooth is being treated? Front teeth are simpler and cheaper. Molars, or back teeth, are more complex and costly. Number two, the number of root canals. More canals mean more effort. Molars can have 3 to 4 canals or even more. Number three, whether it's a retreatment. Second treatments are often more complicated. Number four, use of advanced tools. The use of specialized tools, such as a dental microscope or special imaging, will increase the costs. In private dental practices, a root canal can range from 300 euros to 1,000 euros or more per tooth, sometimes even higher for molars or retreatments. Now, let us talk about how does health insurance in Germany handle it? Here's where it gets interesting and a bit technical. Number one, statutory health insurance. If your patient is covered by public health insurance, the basic root canal treatment is usually covered, but only under strict conditions. The dentist must be able to seal the tooth completely. The tooth must be worth preserving. It must be a front tooth, or if it's a back tooth, it must be part of a complete row of teeth or needed for a denture or bridge. If the tooth doesn't meet these requirements, the patient's insurance may not cover it and they will need to pay privately for the treatment. Also, microscopic techniques, electronic length measurements, or additional cleaning methods are not covered and may be billed privately as extras.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Number two, private health insurance. With private insurance, coverage is usually much more flexible and often includes more complex procedures, use of high-end technology, for example, microscope and laser, retreatments. Advise your patients to check their policy or speak with their insurer in advance. You can say, you will receive a cost estimate before the start of the treatment, especially as part of it will be billed privately. We will inform you of any extras that are not covered by your healthcare insurance. Please check with your healthcare insurance in advance what parts of the treatment will be covered. This may vary depending on your policy. Supplemental dental insurance can help cover what public insurance doesn't. A root canal treatment can be expensive, but it's also a highly effective way to save your natural tooth. In Germany, public health insurance will often help, but not always fully. We can always help you if you need any support in communicating with your insurer. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To include, etwas beinhalten, umfassen. To cover, etwas versichern. Expensive, teuer. Costly, aufwendig, kostenintensiv. Requirements, Voraussetzungen, Anforderungen. Cost estimate, Heilungskostenplan. Statutory health insurance, gesetzliche Krankenkasse. Private health insurance, private Krankenversicherung. Supplemental dental insurance or supplementary dental insurance, Zahnzusatzversicherung. Policy or insurance contract, Police, Versicherungsvertrag. Electronic length measurements, elektronische Längenmessungen. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit einem neuen Thema, der restaurativen Zahnmedizin. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.